Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This song is about true faith, and, you know, that's what both of these fan bases have for their team. It's really what every fan base has for every NFL team, true faith in their team. Now, we have to talk about the possibility that the officials are going to play a part in this game. The officials, in my opinion, consistently have shown that they have a subconscious prejudice toward a team, a quarterback, a few different players. And it's obvious to a lot of us who watch football. Nobody's going to admit it. Nobody's going to recognize it. I think it's sad that the NFL doesn't want to address this. But as human beings, again, two human beings can be given the same set of facts, and they will tell a different story based on their own experiences and what they feel inside. Same set of facts will come out two different ways with two different people talking about those same set of facts. And so I think there are officials who get caught up in a game, or they get caught up in a team, and without maybe realizing it on a subconscious level, they give preferential treatment to a player or to a team. I mean, I've seen it too many times to ignore it as a possibility, and I think it's just an element in the game. I think more could be done with instant replays concerning this, but I also am bothered that the league doesn't want to address anything. It's like the officials are infallible. It's like no matter what, they're right. And it doesn't seem like they're accountable for blatant bad calls. And we've seen it. And the no call, Saints and the Rams in the Dome a few years ago. You know, that was the most blatant of the no calls. But there have been others. And I think that the officials may lean toward Kansas City. Now, this is not to say that we should be looking for this. You know, let's try and be really objective here and not look for it. You know, maybe the officials are going to be warned about this possibility, and maybe they're going to go the other way. Maybe they're going to be a little harder on the Chiefs. But I think the NFL, and this is big too, I think the NFL wants the Chiefs to three-peat. I think they want this storyline. I think the storyline for the NFL of the Chiefs three-peating is bigger than the storyline of the Eagles winning and stopping the Chiefs from being a three-peat team. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Ian has got some text messages for us.
Yeah, most of the texts are in response to the conversation you just had with Dara Gallagher from Pro Football Ireland. Here's one that says, I concur, Guinness is much better in Ireland, and it's low in alcohol, so you can drink more.
Really?
Yeah. I guess this is a follow-up question I had for him. Is it that Guinness is literally manufactured with a different recipe for sale in the UK and in Ireland and across the European continent versus what happens over here? Because that's a thing that you see all the time. Like Mexican Coke, everybody knows is different from American Coke. There's all kinds of food and alcohol products that have a different recipe in the Europe than they do here because they got different regulations about what you can put in food. So maybe it's Guinness that's produced for Irish drinkers is literally it's a different product than what we get here.
I wouldn't think so, but maybe that's possible.
I don't know, man.
Well, why don't you just Google very quickly how many Ireland plants are there? Breweries. How many Guinness breweries are there, and are there any in the United States? I think it's possible that it just doesn't travel well, that there's something about the ingredient, but I would think it's the same. It's the same Guinness.
Guinness has 5 breweries in 5 countries. They're in Ireland, Malaysia, Nigeria, Ghana, and Cameroon.
Wow, interesting.
None in the U.S.
So, I don't know. I would think that it would be the same. It would be the same recipe.
Yeah.
In any event, if it came from any of those, it would have to travel to get to the U.S., and I think probably the closest one would be Dublin. There are a lot of people here who are doing things that are associated with the NFL. Like yesterday, we talked to Andrew Zimmern, who was, and I don't know if the show's still on, Bizarre Foods. And I used to watch that show all the time, and I would watch him eat stuff that was just so disgusting. I mean, I couldn't imagine that this man's putting this in his mouth. But he would eat it, and he would try to like it. And most of the things that he ate, he seemed to like. And, I mean, just really the most bizarre organs and things. And the one thing that really stands out in my mind is when he was in Japan, and one of the delicacies is they have something involving frogs.
Oh, boy.
But they kill the frog right there at, like, the sushi.
Oh, man.
At the sushi thing.
Oh.
Right there at the sushi counter. They kill the frog. They cut the heart out.
Come on.
You eat the heart while it's still beating.
Oh, my. You're killing me with this.
The heart is still beating in the hand, and you put that in your mouth and eat it.
Oh, my God. Eat a cheeseburger. What's wrong with people?
Yeah, I can't imagine how good that would be. I mean, how much taste would there be in a heart?
I don't know, man. I got respect for other people's cultures and cuisines, but that's just...
I know.
That's really unwholesome.
I thought that was really strange.
Not cool at all.
But anyway, Andrew Zimmern is part of a program to help feed children. And I tell you, every year when there's a conversation about what do these kids in New Orleans eat when school's out, and it absolutely almost brings me to tears every time I think about kids growing up in New Orleans that don't have regular meals. And I told Andrew Zimmern on the air yesterday, and I'm going to follow through and do this. I told him yesterday that I'm going to make that a project of myself and this show. And I'm going to do what I can to help bring more awareness to that and do more to raise money to make sure that these kids are fed. I mean, these kids are helpless. They don't have a chance in life if they don't have the right nutrition. And think about the young kids growing up in New Orleans that don't have proper nutrition. Their brains are not developing. Their bodies are not developing the way they should. And it is tragic. I mean, we had issues at home, and we had money issues at a certain point, but we always had good enough food to eat. But there are kids who don't have food to eat unless they eat at school. So I'm beyond this week, I'm gonna make this a project of our show, and I'm gonna try to find out what we can do with this show to bring more awareness to it and to just actually bring food to these kids. And I don't know what it's going to take, but I'm going to work on this. All right. If you have a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot with Ian Hoke, and Cullen Steele is back at the studio. And we continue from the host committee's Media Center, Media Row, Morial Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso. I tell you, man, one of the teams that you hear a lot about is the unity with the KC Chiefs. They seem to me, and this is just my impression from the 2 press conferences, it's my impression that there's more unity with the Chiefs than there is with the Eagles. That's my impression. And by the way, if you missed the interview that we played on the air yesterday with the Eagles fan, I asked him right out, I asked an Eagles fan if they were going to break stuff if the Eagles win. Well, he answered the question. I have posted that on Scoot on the Air Facebook, so check that out. We'll be right back on WWL.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.